Today's Friday, December 28, 2018, and this is Life Words Day by Day. Hey, thanks for joining me today. Philippians 3, 13 through 14, that's your life word. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We're closing in on the end of the year 2018. Can you believe that? That just doesn't seem possible to me. I've come to an age in my life that I realize I got a lot more life on this earth in the rearview mirror than I do looking through the windshield. And it seems like to me that time's just flying by. 2019's here. So in the next few days, we're going to watch the media review, dissect, and remember all the events of 2018. No doubt, they're going to put their spin on the year that's been passed, whether they see it as good or bad. And no doubt, a lot of us will reflect on the year behind us too. For a lot of us, it was a year of great success and achievement. But for others, it's a year that you wish had never happened. Paul's had some advice for us in this letter to the church in Philippi. He gave us some insight into how we should approach the past, how it pertains to us spiritually. And he gives us some advice that can be summed up in three little words. Forget about it. That's right. He said, let it go. Turn it loose. Put it behind you. Look forward. Donnie, how can you say that? I mean, aren't we supposed to learn from our past and from our mistakes? I didn't say we're not supposed to learn, but I do believe that Paul's given us some great spiritual life principles here. What happened in your life yesterday spiritually, whether you grew and had success, or whether you experienced a lack of growth and even failure, that's got no bearing on what you'll do today. No bearing on what's going to happen tomorrow. It has no influence on what you'll do tomorrow. Paul had been a persecutor of the church, an enemy of God's people, but he'd also been a force for what was happening in the church around the world. But that had no bearing on what he would be tomorrow. What was Paul's goal in all of this? His goal was knowing Jesus more and more and becoming more like him. I mean, he's honest with us here. He said, I hadn't made it yet. But he had his eye on the goal. And he decided to pursue that goal with all his heart, with all the commitment that was in him. So let me ask you, what's your goal for 2019? I'm praying you'll have the same goal that Paul had, pursue Christ. Yesterday's failures, you need to put those in the past. Yesterday's successes, they're not going to do for today. All that matters is what you're going to do tomorrow. Are you going to pursue Christ? So choose your goals for 2019. Put him at the top of your list because he's worth pursuing. And yesterday, it's not going to do anything to help you achieve him as your goal. From the Life Word team worldwide, broadcasting in 43 languages to 121 countries and to a potential audience of 1/4 of the world, we pray that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.